I knew there was millions of us, and I knew what was coming, that the global mind of humanity and the Earth is coming back online. I was describing it as telepathy is coming back online. But it's a very complicated subject, as you know. So that was Australia. So I've got a fleet of 115 ships that just saluted me. I'm operating with boots on the ground, a fleet of ships, the weather and a bunch of other things. And then the coronavirus starts hitting very hard, the propaganda from this fiction this, wait versus was going very hard. And I knew what it was, and I was not standing for it. And there apostrophe s dot I did a mission on my hometown, in the local area. I live in it, it's in a mountainous area and thrace an old mining town there, which I had a condo in for a brief while. And there's about 3,000 miles off tunnel underneath, and I was very interested in exploring these for years. So I was aware of some tunneling in my local area. But I also sensed, there was a lot more unseen in other locations. You just sort of feel it when you're doing grid work. So we started having earthquakes, while I was doing missions with weather work. So and what that would look like is, I'm doing healing and RM scanning over a specific location, maybe a mountain that I've known for a decade, and I know this mountain very well, and I'm going over her body and deep into the ground and feeling underneath and sensing things there. Well, we start having earthquakes at the 5 and 10 kilometer range, and these coincided precisely with the weather work, with myself and other parties involved. So that sort of gave me an idea of the game plan of what actually was going on. That there was a silent war, that was been going on for quite some time, but specifically in the last couple years. And this was going to be something of this nature leading to a liberation of the entire planet, not just a localized continent. So that set off me very regularly looking at the weather in my consciousness by getting information from my friends. And then also physically looking at a satellite weather map on a daily basis. And then I would go into my ceremony, my shamanic. I start dancing, to get into my body. And then I find a specific tone, and then I'm able to go there, just like in the old days, when native people and that's what they do. So that started happening and that set off an event which I wrote an article on, which I'll describe to you now. And I'll first say, that I posted this article for the few people, probably a couple hundred people out there that have heard this story. It was on Facebook and it was very popular for a couple days. And I told some other members of the community about this subject and this wonderful story, this wonderful article that I'd written. I'd stashed it in 10 different spots to see if they would delete it. All 10 copies of this article that I'm about to describe you were deleted. So what would be the point in deleting such a thing? Here's the story, so I forget the exact date. It's on the picture I sent you of Montauk there, and can you see it in the upper left-hand corner? I think it was the 28th of. This is the time for those that remember, when the ships Mercy and Comfort pulled into the New York City harbor. It was right round the time the coronavirus was really getting going and New York City was experiencing some great difficulties. Sunday, March 29th. So 2 days earlier on a Friday I had a call for a mission to put my attention on a very specific area. So before Chicago, just past Iowa, right around that area of the continent of the United States. And I put my attention there and there was a big storm brewing. And this storm did not feel like a normal storm. And when you're working with storms, you're working with weather manipulation. The technology of weather manipulation is all-encompassing and it's very challenging. So I felt this energy and I started to chase it. So you go down into the storm. I'll just tell the viewers what this experience feels like. So in my physical location in Canada, I'm in my ceremony and then a part of me is transferred into this storm at the same moment. And as I go into the storm, I experience many things. It's like you can taste and feel and touch the earth, not only the physicality of say a land or city, but also a timeline, a timescape, possibly something happened in the past. And then also the experience of lightning. Very amazing, powerful experience to be a part of a storm and experience the charge of lightning, hitting the ground, to clear the earth of these things I mentioned before. So there I am just past Iowa and I go into Chicago, and it's horrible, it's absolutely horrible. I'll just weave a couple stories from around the continental United States, just to save a little time. So I went to Chicago and it was horrible. There was things going on underground, 116, literal demons, and I'll use the term loosely, because there's negative people, there's dark entities, there's dark aliens. Probably a couple other things I'm not seeing. So that's the experience of when you're going into the city, you're just feeling all these dark targets, and as you feel those dark targets, you're blessing it or painting it with light and cleaning and clearing as you go. And then I'll grab a piece from another story here. I went over to Buffalo, New York, just before New York City there, and I went into that city, and it was the same scape. It would look like the taillights off a car at night. You'd see a highway stretching to infinity, you'd see red lights and white lights, taillights flowing up and down the highway, and you'd see that spread out all across the checkered cityscape. And now substitute the cars with demons as a metaphor of how much darkness, or waste in some of these battle scenes, you know, it was horrible, it was the whole place was covered. And this one excerpt from Buffalo, New York, are many shamans from different times working on this operation from all over. But I have a connection to some of the Native American energies there. So picture like Sitting Bull, all those great guys from 100 years ago. All those energies were kind of there, represented in this image, and they were unifying because they were all fighting and quite upset from the horrors of the past, that we've all been through. So they were clearing those horrors from the past to unify, to put their indigenous skill together and clear this dark, dark arena. And I saw the image of buffaloes running through the streets, where those demons were running to the streets before, to symbolize what we were doing with this, bringing the natural flow back to these areas, which has had been corrupted with these grids and these dark forces and these dark ideas. And so that was a little image of buffalo. And then I forgot to mention, that at the beginning of this operation my target was Montauk, New York. So just before I were there I was told Montauk, New York was the target, and weather can go wherever it wants to go. Right, I didn't expect it to go to Montauk, but sure enough it came right to Montauk just up the Hudson in New York City there. And this is 48 hours later. So I was like, wow, this is quite serious, if we were giving me a mission statement 48 hours before. And I'm hitting the exact target, you shaim. This is a very serious operation now. So I chased this storm and it wound up right past Montauk points. So the end of Montauk Point heading towards Hudson Harbor, that's where the storm stopped. And I sent you a picture there, you see a little triangle cloud. Yeah, so it's not that often that clouds make triangle shapes, especially when they were spoken of 48 hours earlier. So I felt sort of a search and destroy kind of flavor to whatever was going on, and I felt compelled to scan the Montauk underground. I was guessing, I sort of felt within myself, there's really nothing to see, I'm just gonna fly by there and if I see anything, I'll give the heads up. Well, there wasn't too much in the Montauk area on this the surface layers, but I didn't realize how much infrastructure was down there, and I didn't know at that time, but I started to travel too deep at times, and if you go too deep, there's certain technologies and infrastructures and entities that will kill you. You'll be dead, or you'll go crazy. You'll go crazy and be haunted with a demon. A very serious, not a joke. So I'm scanning this legendary Montauk area, where they cracked open some things that they shouldn't have. Many years ago, I was projecting myself. I felt a target towards the Hudson River, towards Manhattan Island, up the in there, on both sides. So I felt tunnels on both sides, the whole way up across the whole thing. So as I mentioned before, I was just expecting to feel out for a little hidden crevice of tunnel here or there. And it was everywhere. And I've done some work on Manhattan earlier, I can't remember if it was the same mission. But black box technology. Are you familiar with that? No, okay. So they have these black cubes outside of the banks in Manhattan Island, I think like Chase Manhattan's large cubes, and I was looking for a device which I'm calling a black cube, but it seemed to take energy from people and put it in a matrix sort of like a sort of like a louche harvesting device. And I was hunting and I found some of this stuff on Manhattan and in other places. But I mad connection of there's energy being harvested out of this area in a very big way. So I'm uncomfortable telling this next part, but I'll just let it go, time to tell the truth. So walk away, here it is. So as I'm flying through this storm, I'm riding a dragon is the visual imagery that I use to interface with this technology. 117, so there I am, I'm riding a dragon. Up the Hudson Harbor just above the water, and I became enraged and my dragon became enraged at the horrors that I was sensing to the left and the right of me. I dove into the water and commanded all the waters of life to heal. I was so enraged at what I was feeling and seeing, I just wanted all of nature to conspire on that darkness and end it. Just to bring the light into these hellish spaces. And then as I was charging through the sick and murky waters of the Hudson's River and it just ran all the way up New York, I didn't go that far, was focused on Manhattan Island in that localized area. But I felt the operators, the let's just say, soldiers or guardians. I did not see their faces or their emblems, but I did get a sense of who they work for and what I was involved in there. And I projected myself up the Manhattan Island way. And I located a feeling of children, a feeling of captured. So I flew down there, I flew into the ground, and I found a small group of children in a corner. It was dark, I couldn't see them, I came up close. There was an egg girl, I was very disturbed at what I saw, and I projected an image of a teddy bear to this girl, it told her, help was coming. And then I just got out of there real quick. Because it was a moving operation and there was a lot going on at that time. That was my first sort of confirmation, as to this isn't just one or two kids, this is the entire world. And the next day after all of this happened, I was gonna review my material, so I could remember some more details, to express to you, but I think that's all I can really muster out on that mission, because some of the things are pretty horrible, and people don't necessarily need to have them. But hear from the tone of my voice, it's very real. Elena, it totally relates to things by the people I know, you know, working to these rescue missions, well the extraterrestrial people, I know. Thorhan the one the person I communicate, with sometimes he just can't talk, he just can't speak and I can feel through him and immense pain, to have witnessed things related to children. You won't talk and one day told me, you don't need to know, because it's not because sometimes we can't speak, it's not because we are no talent to, it's because it has no words, it is unbearable and you try to speak about it and the words just don't come, because it's unspeakable. And I totally can understand. X, thanks for stating it that way. It's very true. I actually had so after all of this happened, I'll go back into the battle scenes in a second. But after all of this happened, this was December 25th 2019 to May 5th 2020 was the end of my operations. I just collapsed, and I've been dancing around post-traumatic stress for the past 5 years, like these operations and missions. You get knocked down, you get back up, you get healthy again, you get knocked down, you get back up, you get healthy again. You just keep doing this stuff, but after December or the end of the operations May 5th 2020 I collapsed, my hands would start shaking and I just start crying and it was that level of post-traumatic stress. I have to keep my day job to pay my bills, so I asked for assistance to friends a couple times and they hooked me up. They just smoothed out the memories. I've got me general screen memories without researching my documents of what happened. But I can sleep, which is huge, and I feel very good like a normal human being again. For people who don't understand what post-traumatic stress is, what you should by now, it's deadly at that level, it'. So I was very grateful for them for hooking me up a couple times too, and I got to see the inside of farmed bed once too. So that was very very exciting to bring forth that stuffs. Real I'm buying Wathia saying about, it's on planet. They've been talking about it for a few years now. So it seems like it's real to me. I've had one major encounter where I fully visually was inside the Bedona ship with stars outside, and then two other accounts that were lesser visual accounts, where I had asked for assistance and I woke up feeling great. Okay, all right, I'm liking the technology angle here. The technology is unfathomable, people have no idea of the elegance of the inheritance of what's coming our way. Elena, elegance is a word. I totally can relate. It is what best describes this technology, elegance. X, like that line of the ship, right? T, I just love that, you know, that line was just like ho. Elena, the Pleiadian scout ship from the Federation, yes, yes. 118, X, so I'll just finish off some of the battle scenes just to give a quick overview. The global operations were as follows from my perspective: different grid patterns from around the world, different sectors, different people, different operators have certain special sectors of land operating theaters, like Australia for one. And mine was sort of North America all the way down to South America, just the top tip of South America, but I didn't go down the much. So to give you an idea of some of the places. It was everywhere. I thought that the main tunneling systems, that we've seen over the past, I think it's been around for a few decades now, that people have seen the the possible dumb lines underground, around the world. Well, those lines matched up very nicely, so I became aware of where the main highways are, and I eventually correlated the battle scenes, that we're surrounding some of those areas, as well as the 5 to 10 kilometer and a little closer to the surface dumps in those areas. So you'd be doing an operation, say in Idaho, and it's really intense, and if you survived it, and it was bad. And then the next day or the same night earthquakes. So that thing was happening again. So you're like, okay, there's this operations going well. So some of the big spots, Vancouver Island, D.C. A lot of spots in southern D.C. and Washington State, Idaho, Cold Lake Military Base, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. The Great Lakes, oh my god, the Great Lakes is infested with that infrastructure pretty much. That whole area is dumbs. You'll have a major dumb underneath a military base or something and it's starting to come out. People are realizing like that's where the drugs go. That's where the prostitution and trafficking rings go. It's the same thing as the sailors from hundreds of years ago, which reminds me of an operation named Pirates of the Caribbean. So half joking, it's a double entendre there. I went down there and I knew about this couple hundred years ago, where you've got pirates, they're hustling booze, drugs, and liquor, and gold and whatever else they're doing. So that was, it was like 500 years ago, we hear those stories up into the 1700s. The same exact thing has been going on up to this point. It's just more elaborate and with more infrastructure and technology. And that's where they stash their gold, as we've heard about with some of these islands. So the mission through there and then Cuba, I won't even mention, it's a mess. So that whole area, the same piracy that has been going on for hundreds of years was happening at that point. And this is last year 2020, they were cleaning that up. So they've got a lot of retrieved stuff and information from FOSS locations, from what I experienced there. The whole Florida area gets hit a lot with this weather, their missions that were flying around there, there's a military base there. It was more towards the upper parts and then getting into the coastline of Texas. And then Georgia Tornado Alley, all the way up into the New York area. And that seems to be the theater, where I was operating a lot. And if you look at the main underground dumb bases, highways, the Maglev, the Magrail system, you'll see a picture of Orion and Gemini in the shape of these tunnels, who were our friends from. Well, not so much friends from Orion. So one happy experience I remember from down there. Do you remember, We had 3 hurricanes in a row. It must have been Aprilish somewhere in there. The hurricanes, one of the hurricanes' names was Hurricane Laura, so that was heading to land. You don't really see 3 hurricanes in a row, unless it's made by man. So those 3 hurricanes were coming in hot, and we're gonna hit ground and cause thousands of people to die. And I noticed the conductivity of whatever teams I was sensing out there, were working on this very diligently. And the humans that are on the ground, they're praying as well, you know, they see there's a hurricane coming, and they're praying for their lives, as they're seeing this hit the coast. And we disperse those as soon as they hit ground. I was working in real time with a light worker down in Mexico area and she says to me, what do you want it to do? Kate, should we do with 3 hurricanes? And I said, it's gonna fizzle, just picture it fizzling. And it hit ground and it fizzled. And I think only 6 people died out of that. It could have been completely devastating at that time. So I was feeling the conductivity of there, 119, global mind out there increasing and the support teams of these operations really being super effective. If you can stop 3 hurricanes, we're talking with some serious power here. And that was the people on the ground I felt, a lot too. That was the people like me and you on the ground, saying no no, boom, fizzle done, no. So I was like, okay alright. We have this power. If he dreamed about this since I was a child, that we have this power. And once we unify, we can really make some peace and some clearing for this world with such ways. Just more scenes of like I mentioned earlier, where you'd see instead of seeing taillights and headlights at night across the city and those would represent demons running through the street. This was a common theme running through all these different cities. Believe it was Oklahoma City, there's a small lake there and there was an anomaly under the lake and a live operation going on around it. It was probably the biggest battle scene I saw. So this is in an alternate realm, you know, you probably know better than I how to describe it, but you're interfacing with this battle scene and I was levitating at the time, no dragon riding on Thizen, but I was levitating at the time and you're just sort of flying around, scanning for things and battling things. There's a lot of engagement with the enemy. And I was surprised at this moment, because I saw other people, and they seem very familiar, so I knew they were my friends and I knew to go that direction, that we were operating together. These are probably the invisible faces of friends Elena. There's an alliance with the Federation people and the Earth Ground military. They work together in this underground fighting together. You saw this X, it makes perfect sense now. It was the story I'm was describing now, you expressing it, it's like a confirmation. There I am with 30 people kicking ass in Oklahoma City, and it was a magnificent feeling. It was very intense at first, like the enemy was very heavy and we had to clean things up very quickly. And then it just turned into playful schoolyard laughter. 30 of us got into a circle and were levitating above this lake and we were all laughing. Because we know there's legions of assistants surrounding us. They were all laughing and I saw a woman, I recognized across the way, across the circle, and I said we're doing it. I screamed out and laughed and I said we're doing it and she screams, and she's waving her hands like oh my god, this is it's actually happening, that time, it's actually happening now, we're involved in it and our prayers were going into this lake. I mentioned and the healing was happening and I was seeing a lot of different faces etm I don't how to describe it, a lot of different faces that were not human, but involved in the event. Elena, could you describe these allies, involved in this operation, this allies from upstairs, as I commit different races? X, I saw a very tall blue man come by me and I made some silly snide remark to him and he sort of laughed at my face. I think. I stepped out of line a little bit, I was over-enthusiastic about the people levitating, so I think he was like of smirked at me but, he seemed like a very nice fellow. He seemed to be kicking ass that one. There was an interesting event too, I'll back up a little bit. We were clearing undergrounds, it was just below surface level, so just below regular house level, that kind of deepness. It wasn't very deep. but it was very intense there, where a lot of hidden spaces we couldn't get to, and we're getting frustrated that we couldn't get inside to see something. I felt Natura conspiring for the mission, sort of like our friends and myself were using all of nature to see into these spaces, like crickets, ants, like all of nature was conspiring to feel and free these spaces. That was very interesting there. Anatha face I've seen, that you mentioned, I'm not very good with names. When I meet Thesabings, I don't like names too much, I'm just all about the face. But you have a picture of the Monon of your last videos, is this your friend Annex? Yes, it had that kind of face, looked very much like Annex, except the friend I met was very smiley and had very bright eyes. He seemed like a male type energy, but I haven't spent too much time with High. But I've seen that energy around a few times and I think it's been sort of hidden from me, but not been announced to keep things secret. But, 120, I have seen that face a couple times and friends have seen that face over me a couple times and I'm like, okay, I guess that's one of my friends. Elena, I know it's not fun a question, but during the operation, the fights of you have you witnessed and participate to confrontations with the enemy, the different alien races, or you'd rather not talk about it X? Yeah, I've had direct contact, direct interface with those beings, it was it's quite devastating. Probably so just before I collapsed, just before May 5th 2020, when I sort of stopped doing Thesmager operations. I can't remember where I was, but I was in an underground tunnel. So this would be one of the times I mentioned earlier, you don't want to go too deep, this would be one of the set times I went too deep. I experienced what looked like a buffalo-sized demon. So picture a buffalo the strength of a buffalo and then you know, put some garden variety demon face on it and that walks on all fours. And this thing was very aggressive, and it hit me hard. It jumped into me and left some scars. That was very difficult and disturbing. There was that one, that I'll just leave it at that. And then the grey alien, oh my god. They're definitely pesky maniacal creatures, quite deadly when they want to be, but more so the technology. So these have high technology, their bosses have them able to do anything of their will, they can produce a hologram that is real, as what's real in front of you right now. They can mess with time to mix you up. What I'm trying to describe is, these things can very easily drive you crazy and have you chasing your tail in seconds, if you're not wise to the scene. So these things I met quite often. I mentioned that metaphor of black box technology. I was hunting for these devices, I ran into a lot of them in these areas of hunting in the cities. I had a couple in space experiences. I was on a ship in space, I saw these guys, I think I got a snuck in there and got out quick, kind of thing. So very hard experiences. There was some physical death involved, on my part in one account, I'm not sure what happened there, if it did something wrong, but I experienced physically strangling one to death and, yeah, it would have been it felt like he'd been tormenting me my whole life. Was the who knows what the scenario was. It's very confusing as I said, they torment you and they get you mixed around, but I actually somehow broke the controls and was able to touch this thing, and I killed it, and killing is not good, you don't want to do it as a hunter. I've gone through the lessons of the hunter, and those lessons are brutal. And then after that happened, the next day I had three beings that came to my physical front door. So that was in this other battle realm, this is in 3D my regular life, so the next day after this happened, I still don't quite know what happened there, something very bad happened, and I had three beings at my front door that they looked like greys, so what I was looking at was three great beings out of phase, they looked a little different than greys, but I mentioned they're out of phase, so it's kind of hard to see. And I'm a little shocked because there's a physical apparition at me front door, just after I had this encounter with death. They gave me the strangest, I still don't know what to make of it, it seemed like they wanted to come over to the light maybe, they wanted us to stop hunting them maybe, but they were projecting an emotion. They don't really project emotion like we do, and they were projecting their interpretation of emotion.